Well, hello, gentlemen. It's a Friday night. And you all should know what I do on Friday nights. Use your imagination. Now, here's a picture of a femon. Oh, settle down, you younger men. Learn to stop thinking with your willy. Control it, not the other way round. This was taken many years ago. Now, this is a young Heather Locklear. You'll notice the amount of hair she has. That's what they had in my day. Look at Farrah Fawcett. That's because it covers a lot of things up, you know. But Heather Locklear, she was a package that you would call cute. She was quite slim, as you noticed, no obese. In fact, I'm sorry to tell you, gentlemen, but in my day, femons generally weren't obese at all. They were slim. Because they knew it attracted males more. I guess they had more brains than the modern femons, but not much. Anyway, she was an actress, sort of. And she was in programs like T.J. Hooker and some other ones, and when she got older, I think Melrose Place. But I wouldn't have called her a very good actress, but she looked okay. Didn't have a lot up top, I mean, you know, the chest area, but there's just enough for me. And of course, nowadays, you guys can just pay a little bit of money and get some enlargements put in there, if that's your thing. But you see, in my day, we liked them all naturel. You see, we didn't want to take them home where something or a couple of things may fall off. Anyway, she made quite a successful career on basically what nature had gave her. But unfortunately, looks don't last forever, especially with femons. When they notice they might be losing it, they go under the knife, and then they look even worse. They put everything on their looks and their persona, but not much of anything else. So when the looks fade, and they do, she starts getting not noticed at places, not getting the validation she likes. Because it's like a drug to them. She didn't even have to work for it. She just was there. But what happens to these femons when their looks do fade? You can only put so much makeup on top of a face that's falling apart. Or, basically, getting old. And nature says now you're not really in the running anymore. But look how many femons deny it and try to keep going. You see in the paper this 60-year-old femon wearing a bikini. She sizzles in it. No, she doesn't. Generally, the camera's a little bit farther away, and she looks like a prune in a bikini. She doesn't have any real sex appeal left. Not unless you spend 10 years in prison and just got out. Quite delusional, aren't they? And she's had quite a few issues for quite some time. She's been in rehab 20 times. And in this story, she's seen talking basically to herself or talking crazy. This was in a public place, so obviously people were a bit concerned. And it looks to me she's had some work done on her face, but it wasn't very successful. And this is what happens when femons lose their looks. Because they haven't prepared for the day their looks will go. They don't believe in the wall. But the wall gets them all. I mean, I don't know, maybe they should have worked on their personalities, maybe. And of course it's going to be even worse for the modern femons, because they've got no personality even to begin with. And they already look dreadful. And the way they treat themselves, they won't last very long before the wall comes for them too. There's no good them saying sorry later on, it's too late. They waste their natural glow and youth and ride the cock carousel until their looks have faded, their bodies are worn out and falling apart. And now they want to find a normal guy to settle down with. You see, they always want their cake and eat it too. Reality will hit them like a freight train. That's why you get so many of these Karens on the streets who act crazy. They crave attention. But generally most of them have passed their sell-by date, so they have to get attention some other way. Like I said in another video, men have evolved. They don't just want a trophy wife or trophy girlfriend anymore. They want something inside that body. And that's why you see sex robots taken off in a few places. Because there's something more inside a sex robot than a modern femon. And of course, it's always the man's fault or somebody else's fault that she's not attractive anymore. But what femon should do is look in the mirror. Because the problem is the thing they're looking at. It's them, generally speaking. They are the problem, not men. But guys, it's not your responsibility anymore. They're strong. They're empowered. Hear them roar. They don't need no man. Actually, what they want is they want to use a man when they can, and then turn around and say they don't need no man, until they need one. They want the cake and eat it too. But you must walk away, gentlemen. Them ones, especially the modern ones, are more entitled and delusional than ever before. This is quite sad what's happened to Heather Locklear, but it's happened to loads of Femmons before, and will again. And they have nobody to blame but themselves. And this is a quick shout-out to the plumbers on the building site, a rather large building site that I'm on. They seem to be quite a nice group of guys, and they don't just think about plumbing. They actually have an insight into the state of society today. And we have a relatively good discussion. Well, between the water leaks, and they fix them, and then more water leaks. Don't know whether things have changed since I was a young man. I thought plumbers actually didn't create leaks. I don't know, maybe they just create and work for themselves. Although there is one young guy that's with them. He's an apprentice. He's just a tad woke. What he needs to do is to listen to older men and stop listening to his iPhone and social media. Because older men have no reason to lie. But the social media surely does. I reckon he could go either way. But it's completely out of anybody else's hands except his. Here's something that I've noticed with older femmes that have lost their looks. If they have a daughter that's reasonably attractive, they will dress her up and push her forward. And the mother is just beside her, of course. That's how she gets the attention, through her daughter. It's quite a disgusting sort of thing to do, but you see it all the time. You see, when femmes have the youth, I think I said that right, didn't I? They have the glow automatically. Whether anybody else sees it or not, men do. But once the glow is gone, it will never ever return. And that pisses femmes right off. I'm just going to show you a quick video at the end of this video. It's very short, so tell me what you think, guys. I like it. Think of the bull represents males. And the crowd is the femmes. I do hope nobody was seriously hurt in this video. But you get my point, don't you guys? You take it easy.